BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
So here is Monday, Scott Mills Daily. On it, we hear what the haters are saying this week, and who doesn't like us very much through the voice of Lawrence on Loving the Trolls. Also, we test Chris on his knowledge of the BAFTAs and the people that went, doesn't know any actors. Dan and Phil play Real or No Real. It's another Radio 1 DJ special for Access All Areas. And another Tale from the Tap End. That is Monday's Scott Mills Daily. Now.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, let's say what the heaters... What the haters are saying this week.
It's Loving the Trolls. Loving the Trolls. We're loving the Trolls. Yeah, we're loving the Trolls.
It's time for Loving the Trolls. So, what are people that don't like us very much saying this week? We put them through the voice of our computer, Laurent, who speaks like that. And you've got to imagine, if you ever get any hate on Twitter or Facebook, or if you put a video up on YouTube, there's always people leaving comments and saying nasty things. Don't worry about it. Just imagine that that person speaks like Lawrence every single day of their lives. Ready?
Ready.
I think this one's for you, Chris, first of all. Brace yourself. It won't hurt, though. Just smile. Just laugh at it, because it's Lawrence's voice.
Stop going on about that stupid boy in his pants.
That stupid boy in his pants. I think that'll be you.
You'd assume that's me.
I think from the when we were trying to raise Comet Relief, where you went up and down to the lifts in your pants.
If we raised enough money.
Do you think people will only know you as that now?
What, pants boy?
Do people go up to you in the street and go, isn't that stupid boy in his pants?
I think there's a lot of people in this building who probably only know me as pants boy.
We don't care. We don't want to hear it. Are you 12 years old?
Is this me being 12 years old or you being 12 years old?
I don't know, I'm happy with both.
We don't care. We don't want to hear it. Are you 12 years old?
Yes, I am 12. And what? What are you doing about it? So what's your problem with me being 12?
Well, you should be at school, probably, then.
Well, yeah, that's true. I'm on a break.
I like it when the trolls
say... In fact,
say,
I've got 10 minutes till I finish.
I like it when the trolls say we... As in they're representing all the other trolls.
Yeah.
Not everyone, just the other trolls. Like,
we don't want to hear it. So that's your one. And another troll is on. What are they saying?
Please, please, please stop saying off of. It shows stupidity. It's wrong.
Oh, off of. I've been doing that for years on Radio 1 and sometimes people don't like it.
Love it or hate it. A lot of people, don't they?
Yeah, I mean... A lot of people find themselves now doing it because of this show, saying off of a lot. Mm. Some people, like this person who's written in, really can't stand it.
And it's worsening our already illiterate nation.
What?
And it's worsening our already illiterate nation.
Worsening our already illiterate nation.
Oh, right.
Right, okay.
Speaking for the... is this the Prime Minister?
I don't...
Is the Prime Minister trolling us?
You are listened to by millions and talk like a delinquent.
Delinquent?
Listen to by millions, talk like a delinquent. Mm. Okay, thank you. Doesn't hurt. Shall we have another one?
Yeah.
Yes, Lawrence.
You have spent the last hour of your time on national radio talking about Don Keith. Just going to let that hang in the air.
What? What does that mean?
Was this when we were talking about people having pets, donkeys as pets in the 60s, like a TV show I saw last week?
Mm.
And I said I wanted one. Let me hear the last bit again.
You have spent the last hour of your time on national radio talking about donkeys.
Yes.
Just going to let that hang in the air.
You let what you want hang in
you
the air.
You let it hang out.
Go for it. If you want to let it hang in the air... What you do behind closed doors has nothing to do with us. You go for it, girlfriend. Ready for another one?
Has anyone ever said that to a troll before?
No. Ready for another one?
Ready.
Uh-oh.
I love how Chris is blatantly holding his stomach in all the way up and down the elevator.
Love how I'm
holding your stomach in all the way up and yeah. Why wouldn't you do that?
Are you? A few people I've noticed have said this. Too right, I'm holding my stomach in.
I would
Everyone
as well.
Was watching. I'm yes. not going to be breathing out.
You're
I'm
in glass gonna... elevators. You're not going to go and let it all come out,
I'll
are
have
you?
A look how fat I am.
Yeah, come
breathing
on.
Of course I'm breathing in.
Come on, have a look. Come and touch it if you want. Look at my belly. You're not going to do that, are you?
They want camera phones. Of course I'm breathing in.
Yes. Any person would do that.
I didn't realise that if we raised enough money for comic relief, I had to do the lift in my pants going up and down and breathing out. That was never sort of
It never
stipulated.
Said breathing out. That wasn't one of the things, was it?
Makes it sound like I've cheated, because of course I'm breathing in. Who wouldn't?
Next.
Chris Stark, you must be the most stupid person I have ever known of. Twenty-four years of the tap end should be 24 years of being thick.
I loving the trolls. Right. I think
it's like it was written by a 4-year-old.
I think that's where we're leaving. Living the trolls.
Loving the trolls. Loving the trolls.
Good one this week. Loving the trolls. Let it hang in the air. Loving the trolls. Loving the trolls. Is it delinquent? Is it?
Daily.
Tap end.
I've boshed banter in
the
Prague.
June.
I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did.
24 years at the tap end.
At the tap end.
Feels like ages since we've done this, but it's only Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, it's best part of a week, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a long gap between the Wednesday one and the Monday one.
I've missed it. It's 24 years at the tap end. If you've never heard it before, it's my friend Chris's life in autobiography form. What's up?
I'm going to take you to my 20th year at the tap end, if you're keen.
I am the song that's always number one in every top 100 songs list ever, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, lovely. And I'm a Keeney in a bottle. You've got to rub me the right way. Anyway, I'm ready.
Ready.
The H13 is a bus route that has linked me to most areas of my life from a young age. The H13 bus route takes me from the bottom of my road in one direction towards Pinner and Northwood Hills, and ends up at Ruislip Lido the other way. I've experienced many emotions on this bus. This was the bus that I took my date to at Ruislip Lido. The one where I took her on a model railway and swinging.
You went swinging?
I showed her my skills on the swings.
Oh, yeah.
I felt pain on this bus when I had to take it to get to hospital after breaking my hand on a night out in Watford, after getting angry with the door. And I've regularly experienced boredom as I'd wait out in the rain or cold for that bus. It was rarely on time. Throughout my time at the tap end, it has been a roller coaster of emotions on the H13 bus.
Can I just ask why you got angry with the door?
For some reason, I took it out on the sturdiest door and broke my hand.
Okay.
And it was a terrible move, because then I had exams coming up and I had to speak all my exams. I couldn't write my exams. Oh. So it was, and I don't know if you've ever tried to speak an exam. I mean, why would you? But when you're so used to writing, it's really annoying, because you constantly use the word and, because it's different to writing where you put a full stop. You just keep going on and on.
And.
So I had this person next to me in my exam who had to write everything I said.
And the door was fine, I guess.
And the door was absolutely fine, of course, yeah. I don't recommend it. For anyone that grew up in that area, the bus is an important link between the main local towns. I once heard Scouting for Girls talking about regularly using the H13 bus when in the live lounge. Radio 1's Fern Cotton was also a regular rider.
As if.
She was.
No, she was not.
She's talked about it before.
When do you think the last time Fern got the H13 was?
Well, she said fairly recently. Do you not believe that?
No.
I like the idea of like being on the same bus as Fern Cotton and Scouting for Girls.
It's not going to happen.
Really?
Maybe Scouting for Girls. I just can't see Fern on the bus.
And today, I was on the H13 bus, heading towards Ruislip to meet up with all my family to celebrate my brother's birthday. He got to choose where we eat, and we always chose the restaurant based around a farmyard theme, the one that rhymes with Parvister. Do you know the one I mean?
Yeah, I do.
This was the standard choice for our birthdays and ticked all the boxes. The main selling point, though, is the salad cart. I don't even know why. I don't really eat much salad as it takes up valuable space that can be used for the mixed grill. Right next to the Parvista, the bus passes a duck pond that I always used to go to when I was a kid. It's still there, and probably every kid from around our area has been there. In that pond are the most overfed ducks in the UK. Although, weirdly, there is a sign outside there now telling people to stop feeding the ducks. They are very fat ducks, and I'm sure...
They've had enough, haven't they?
I think so. And I'm sure I read somewhere that you aren't meant to feed ducks with bread anymore. Did you know this?
No.
It's like where we've all been going wrong with ducks is that you feed them bread, and we've got a nation full of fat ducks.
Oh.
Basically.
I'll look that up.
I once took a girl to the duck pond after a couple of drinks in nearby Ruislip, thinking it would be a good place after dinner to take her. It wasn't. The area was full of children, she was clearly bored, and we kept getting attacked by geese.
So was it like, right, we've had our dinner, fancy little trip to the duck pond, my darling?
I was in an express pizza restaurant, and I thought what I'd do is I would get out of there, and it would be romantic to go down to the duck pond.
No?
Actually not. Another good date spot on the H13 bus route. Oh, sorry, I just want to say, if you're listening, Hyacinth, hope you're well.
Who's that?
The girl from the duck pond.
Oh, sure.
I've had to change her name, of course, but just in case she hears. Another good date spot on the H13 bus route, or would be a good date spot, is a small garden that the bus passes just down the road from Ruislip Lido. Here used to live a donkey called Murphy that was a bit of a legendary character in the area. People would drive along the main road, park up their cars on the side, and get out to feed Murphy the donkey. It would have made an amazing place for a date, but unfortunately Murphy died a few years ago. There's nowhere else to take a girl donkey feeding in the area. I never got to take advantage of this cheap date, as I was too young. Girls would love that.
Would they?
Yeah, if you just said...
I guess it shows your kind of, your softer side, doesn't it?
I think so. Like, if you, before you go out, pack a couple of carrots in your pocket.
Yeah.
Knowing that if the date goes well, take her to see the donkey.
Yeah.
And don't tell them where you're going. Just say, right, I'm going to take you somewhere nice.
Right. And then simply, at the end, when you get outside, produce the carrots.
Produce the carrots.
And say, guess where we're going.
Yeah. And then take her to go see the donkey.
Yeah.
But I never got that opportunity. The meal at the Parvista was great as always, and I left full and ready for a night out with the lads. I got the H13 bus to Northwood Hills and met the lads in the Misty Moons for a couple of drinks before a night out in Watford. Everyone was back from uni, and like whenever we all got together, we wanted to relive the same night we always used to have before uni. Walking around the corner, I noticed that every lad was wearing a white shirt and jeans. There was about 11 of us, and it looked a bit ridiculous.
Had you planned that, like sent an email to each other saying white shirt and jeans is the code?
No, we've never coordinated before and just looked...
That looks a bit silly en masse.
It looks silly, yeah. We looked like we were attending a Westlife tribute act audition or a slightly smarter Blazing Squad. As a pack, we moved through several bars, ending up in Oceania down the road. We made things difficult for ourselves, wearing nearly all the same thing. The UV light showed us up even more.
Oh, no.
And our numbers meant that girls found it hard to get involved. I assume that's the reason why they didn't want to get involved. There was almost too much choice for them.
Sure, that'll be what it is.
Chango the Beast was in particularly good form this night. At one point, I went to the toilet and found him standing next to the toilet attendant shouting catchphrases that encourage people to wash their hands and pay for aftershave.
I know the ones.
To be rewarded with several benefits. I can't think of any that are suitable for radio.
But I know the ones you mean.
No, I was about to say no wipey, no likey, but that's not
that's not one.
That could be one, I guess. Also, this is the same toilet attendant that was in there, the one that sings along to the songs that are being played. I think we've spoken about him before.
We have, actually.
So let's say it's Neo or something like that. He'll be singing, you know, let's wash instead of let's go kind of thing. Like, he just sings, he changes all the words along to whatever.
Let me wash you.
Yeah.
Until you learn to wash yourself.
Yeah, exactly like that. Even if they're sort of factually incorrect. Because the toilet attendant's never going to wash you, is he? But
It's a nice idea.
Maybe Mrs. Mia could pick that up. A toilet attendant that actually washes you.
Yeah.
Rather than just you washing your own hands.
It's a lovely idea because I pay a pound.
A bit like a car wash, isn't it? Only for you.
I pay a pound and generally I get some soap and then one sheet of paper afterwards. I mean, I get less paper than if I did it myself.
Yeah.
And it's never enough to get the stuff off your hands with one.
I want it to be
sheet.
Where you just kind of stand with your arms and legs open and it's like a jet wash.
Yeah.
Like a car.
Yeah. I'd happily pay a couple of pounds for me to just put my hands out and he goes to town on them.
Yeah.
It was like Chango was doing work experience. And to be fair to him, he was getting in quite a bit of business for the man. There's definitely a career for him if he wanted it. I don't know if anyone's ever done that either. A toilet attendant on the CV.
Has anyone ever done work experience as a toilet attendant?
It would be a great work experience thing, but my school would never have done that. Said, right, Chris, you're going to Oceania in Watford, where you'll be doing work experience as a toilet attendant.
Till 4 a.m.
Till 4 a.m, yeah. It's great, but it teaches you certain things, doesn't it? It teaches you people skills. And...
yeah. Overcharging.
Well, business, isn't
it? £1!
It's business. Chango is always a great bloke to have out on a night out. And every now and then, when he really goes for it, he's great value. His shining moment came later that night, after we left the club at about 2 a.m. We headed to a popular chicken restaurant that sounds like Boosters, and I treated myself to some hot wings. Chango walked in, pointed at the menu, and asked for everything. Like, literally, said, I want it all. Chinese Dave and the staff both tried to encourage him that this would be both excessive and costly, but he wasn't having any of it. He wanted it all. So he literally walked in. He couldn't make his mind up. So he literally said, I would like it all.
The whole menu?
The whole, everything that was on the board above.
How much was that?
It was, I'm not going to say exactly how much, but it was an awful.
Oh, please tell me.
It was an awful.
Was it in the hundreds?
Probably about 80, 90 quid. He walked out of there with two massive boxes of food, and he was really proud of it. Apparently, when he got home, he left the food out on his doorstep and his mum found it the next day. So, a complete waste.
Did his mum eat it?
I don't think so. What, you think his mum woke up the next morning and saw, oh, lovely Boosters. Right, get involved.
Cold fried chicken. I'll have that.
It had been a day of memories. And after the usual arguments at the cab rank and negotiations of price and finding a cab that was actually happy to take my mates home, we set off. Our ledge of a cabbie, even stopping off at a Mackie D's for us on the way. And stopping again for the convict who was violently ill.
Haven't you just had a Boosters?
Yeah, but sly nuggets or something, nothing major. It was the perfect end just to the perfect day.
Drink sangria.
Although we didn't drink sangria in the park. And, then later, and later when it got dark, we went home. It was such a perfect day. We didn't feed animals in the zoo. And later, a movie too. We didn't do that. And then home. It was a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you, my mate. Such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on. I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
You know what that troll said earlier on 24 years at the tap end about it? And they said about you...
24 years of being thick.
Do you think that's... unfair?
Massively so.
24 years of being thick.
I think you need a chance to redeem yourself.
Okay.
So what we're going to do next is a simple game. Can Chris name the incredibly famous megastar actors at last night's BAFTA Awards?
I just wondered what I'll do, were whispering about.
What I'll do is I'll show you a picture of someone massively worldwide A-list famous that everyone knows, and you just tell me who they are from the picture. Hey, as part of Radio 1's Access All Areas Month, we are giving you the chance to vote for the best British breakthrough act at this year's Brit Awards. The only Brit Award that is open to a public vote, which means you will decide the winner. You're hearing the various nominees behind me right now. The thing is, I have to be completely impartial here. It's a bit like an election, and I know that the Radio 1 bosses are listening very carefully for how I say each of their names. So I've got the five nominees here. If you want to cast your vote for the British Breakthrough Act, go to the Radio 1 website now, click on the Brit Awards link. Sarah Cox has each of the nominees performing in the Live Lounge this week. You heard Ben Howard in the Live Lounge with Sarah earlier. These are the five nominees. I'm a little bit worried how I say these because they are listening for tone. They're listening that if I sound like I favour one artist more than the other.
Do you want me to monitor this? Do you want me to be like the referee or something? Like,
yeah.
I'll tell you if you're being or sound to be being biased.
Yeah, because I'm not allowed to have any opinion, you see, because it's you, the listeners, that vote for Best British Breakthrough Act. You decide.
But you must have a favourite, really.
Of course I do. But I'm not going to say it.
Right.
Right, okay, here we go. So, the nominees are Alt-J.
Good.
Ben Howard.
No. You sort of strung out the D on that a little bit more than you should have, maybe.
Okay, here we go again. Alt-J.
Said it twice now.
Ben Howard. Let's say it again.
That's it.
Jesse Ware.
That was a bit too exciting.
No, I'm just trying to make it fair because I said them both twice. Jake Bugg.
And again?
Jake Bugg. Rita Ora.
Oh.
Rita Ora. All right, cool. So, cast your vote now.
Was that all of them?
That's it, yeah. Go to the Radio 1 website, click on the Brit Awards link. You only have until Friday to decide who you want to win Best British Breakthrough Act at this year's Brit Awards.
I'm sure you missed one. And that's a massive error if you have. So
I haven't. Who else is it?
Not sure, just...
All right, well, tell me who it is then.
Well, no, because I don't want to say, because if I say that, then I've got to say it three times, and if I've got the wrong person three times, that's going to cause...
Well, who do you think it is? I've got the list here.
No, don't... Can I add someone?
Who's
no,
Best British Breakthrough Act that you know of?
Sir Dosser?
No!
Sir Dosser? No. Sir Dosser? He's not okay. In it.
No, he's not. Big Axe, Alt-J, Ben Howard, Jesse Ware, Jake Bugg, Rita Ora. Well, which done. One do you want? Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So last night was the BAFTAs. You didn't watch that, no?
No.
No. Why are you saying this isn't fair, this little game?
I just don't think this is fair. It's like, if I was to show you a load of pictures of footballers, I don't think you'd fare too well on this.
No, but everyone watches films. You're 25. You watch films, don't you? How do you not know any actors?
I'm just not interested in them.
But it constantly baffles me.
It baffles me why everyone cared what everyone was wearing last night. But it honestly baffles me.
But do you not ever watch a film and go, oh, I'll just watch it to the end to see who was in that?
No.
Don't care.
I mean, most of the films, I know a couple of actors. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Who do you know?
Sylvester Stallone.
Yes.
Bruce Willis.
Yeah. Another actor.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Okay. And that's it, really. Yeah. I mean, but those cover most of the films that I've sort of bothered
but
about
these
seeing.
People are massively famous. Like, hugely famous.
Will Ferrell.
Good. Okay, so what I've got is some red carpet pictures here from last night's BAFTAs. Just have a look through and see. Just have a guess if you don't know, okay? All right, so here's my first picture.
That's what makes me laugh. I mean, about what these guys are wearing. It's like, why do they bother getting dressed up? Because it's not like they're going to say, you're not coming in, are they? Because
that's
really
not the
famous.
Point. That's
like,
not the point. So who's that? It's a lady?
Is it?
But yes, it is a lady. How rude.
I'm sorry, it's just the picture isn't clear. It's...
That's clearly a woman.
Okay. Yeah.
What's her name?
Genuinely never seen this.
You've never seen her before in your life? Ever?
No. I genuinely have never seen her before.
Have a guess.
Are these joke ones?
No.
Is this where I find it's like members of your family or something? No.
I wish.
No.
Guess
her name?
Yeah.
A female actor that I've heard of. Helen Mirren.
Okay, that's not Helen Mirren. So, shall I tell him? That's Anne Hathaway. Won Best Supporting Actress for Les Miserables last night.
Oh, I saw that.
Which I've seen.
Film, yeah.
Right, okay. No.
She's not in that.
Yes, she is. She's the Best Supporting Actress in it.
She played a minor role. If she
did not. It wasn't. She was one of the main people.
I don't think she was.
She was.
Did she have a song?
Yes. She did I Dreamed a Dream.
Oh, that was her.
Yes.
She did a great version of it.
Oh, wow. Okay, next one. Who is that handsome man?
This.
Who's that?
I do you know what? He looks familiar.
Mm.
But
massively A-list worldwide.
The one
famous.
I think... You see... I'm going to name a name. I don't know if it's going to sound stupid, but I can't tell if this is just because he's got a massive beard in this. Oh, he does.
Who is it?
Ben Adams.
Ben Adams.
Ben Affleck.
It's correct.
Yeah, I know him.
You nearly said the lead singer from A1.
No.
But it is.
It's not.
It's Ben Affleck,
yeah,
with
Ben
a
Affleck.
Beard. Good.
I'd know him.
Won Best Film Director for Argo last night.
He's a director?
Yeah, he is now. As well. Who's that? Another man?
Never seen this one before.
Never seen that bloke before.
I just have no interest in... Absolutely no interest in them. I mean, I don't look at him and think, like... What, I mean, why would anyone care?
That's Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, never... What's he been in?
You've never heard of Hugh Jackman?
No.
He came into our show. Wolverine.
Hugh Jackman. He sounds like a sort of adult...
He's Wolverine in X-Men.
Oh, no? He's not a sort of...
Right, here's that.
Jeremy, yes.
He's not Ron Jeremy, no.
Yes, I know this one.
Go.
Because he was in Extras.
that's what he'll want to be known for. Out of his whole body of work.
McKellen.
Correct, Sir Ian McKellen. Now, who is that handsome man? Another actor,
yeah,
massively
again,
famous.
I've seen him on the adverts.
Right, what adverts? The ones for the phone?
The flying one.
I really hope these people never hear
this. I can't tell
this.
You his name. But
Kevin, that's Kevin Spacey there.
Yeah. Again, I recognise the name.
Right. Quite a famous actor there. Who's that lady?
Oh, God, this one. I don't know her name, but she's a nightmare because she's that one that all... girls obsessed with, and I don't know why. She's caused a massive issue with me with shoes in the past.
Why is she a nightmare?
Well, because she's one of these. She's the one from the Sex and the City, the main one in that, the one who reads.
Best known for that, yeah.
Parker. Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker, yeah. Is correct.
I don't like
it. I think
her.
You did it. Why?
Just not... No. Not enough time.
I don't like it. I haven't got any time for... Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Hey, everyone. Dan and Phil are here. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. So, the Request Show last night.
Mm-hmm.
All good?
Yeah, it was really good, wasn't it? We had some pretty crazy fan wars. We had Eminem versus Pokemon being represented in fan wars. I think Phil kind of wanted Pokemon to win.
A little bit, yeah.
And then they didn't, and we ended up playing Eminem, and the internet was very angry.
Were they?
Yeah.
We also talked about weird childhood stories as well.
Yes, which got to number one worldwide trending topic, which was terrifying, because everyone was saying, like, I used to psychopathically throw dolls off the balcony outside my house, and I was like, okay, that's good.
Number one trend.
That's a bit scary. Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm a bit tired, though.
Are you
watching
tired?
The Grammys, yeah. I was up till 5.
Oh.
It wasn't good. And I'm in shock after the whole Taylor Swift thing.
I know.
What
the English? The English accent?
Yeah. The biggest poo storm that has ever happened on the internet ever. You can't do that. It was a shocking moment.
Yeah, you do seem a bit frail.
I know. I'm pale. I'm just like, you can't... What did she say? She was like, oh, I still love you. And I was like, I'm still opening the Grammys right now.
Yeah.
It was a shocking
moment.
She did
a... Chris, you look really confused.
I don't know what's going on.
Chris, you know the bit in We Are Never Getting Back Together where she goes, so I called up my friend and it was like, I still love you. And I was like, oh, whatever, but we're totally not getting back together. Right. You know that bit in the middle of the song?
Yes.
Well, during that, she goes, he called me up and he was like, oh, I still love you, pretending to be Harry.
Yes. Did it in an English accent.
Scandalous.
So it all kicked off.
Oh, on the internet.
Waves of blood and gore. Seriously.
That's what I woke up to this morning. People going, oh my God, I can't believe you did that.
So do you two not sleep then? I mean, is this because the internet never sleeps? Yeah, is this why you two are...
No, he's watching the Grammys.
Fairly
he does
nocturnal.
Sleep.
Yeah,
I go to sleep at about 4 in the morning, which isn't normal for a regular person.
Yeah. He's got to upload his videos.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Alicia's been on saying, yes, Dan and Phil on Real or No Real. That is a good start to half term. Hello if you're on half term, Lauren. Also, Chris, she has to Wikipedia every single actor she sees in every single film.
Yeah, I don't think it's just... I just have no interest in them.
We played a little game earlier. Did you hear this?
Oh, Dan Hathaway thing.
Yeah, where basically we show pictures to Chris of various people who were at the BAFTAs
mm-hmm.
last night and didn't know who they were. Do you know who any of them are?
I can see Kevin Spacey right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, Hugh yeah. Jackman.
Yeah.
Ian McKellen. That would be Anne Hathaway at the bottom of the pile there. was that the main issue in this situation?
I didn't know... Can I just play you a clip of when we did the Anne Hathaway
Please.
Thing? Hang on. That's Anne Hathaway. Won Best Supporting Actress for Les Miserables last
oh,
night.
Oh, I saw that.
Which
I've
you
seen
have seen.
That film, yeah.
Right, okay. No, no.
She's not in that.
Yes, she is. She's the Best Supporting Actress in it.
She played a minor role. If she
did not. It wasn't. She was one of the main people.
I don't think she was.
Right. He just doesn't know any actors or actresses.
This wow. Is That's impressive.
It's not my thing.
It's not his thing. What were you saying? He doesn't care about the actual person. He cares about the character.
Yeah. Okay, that's admirable,
Hugh,
I guess.
Hugh Jackman played Jean Valjean. Now, yes. Interested in that.
And Wolverine.
And Wolverine. No, I think it would be better if the BAFTAs, they turned up as their characters. I don't see the point of them turning up just on their own sort of
He's saying he doesn't care about Hugh Jackman. If he turned up as Jean Valjean or Wolverine,
I'd be interested.
That would be far more exciting, BAFTAs, yeah. I think.
Anne Hathaway wouldn't really have a good evening, though, would she?
No.
Kind of sad.
Really sad all the way through. Okay, it's time for Real or No Real. As part of Access All Areas Month, we're getting you to know the Radio 1 DJs a bit better with a selection of facts, some of them absolute nonsense, but some of them real. Which one's which? Let's play with Chris and Dan and Phil, Real or No Real. 10 points for each one that you get correct.
Sarah Cox went missing an hour before her show at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Sunderland in 2005. After an extensive search, she was discovered finishing a second helping at a Toby Carvery and did her opening link over the phone standing next to the dessert bar.
That would not surprise me from Sarah Cox.
It sounds so true.
It does. There was, I remember one where she left her dog under the table because she forgot it.
What, in a carvery?
Wow.
No, at the Big Weekend. I think we all went to a pub afterwards and she was like, right, bye. And then about 5 minutes later, I was like, what's that? Touching my legs. She like, came back going, oh, sorry, I left Snoop on the table.
What?
Oh, dear. Yeah, so...
Well, if that happened, it wouldn't surprise me that you'd miss a radio link.
I would be tempted by a carvery if it was in eyesight.
Yeah. The depths of England, Big Weekend.
Yeah. So, real or no real, Sarah Cox carvery missing show?
I think real.
Totally real.
I saw her eating something which she described as a salad niçoise the other day. I don't think she's a carvery girl. I'm
don't
saying,
know what that is.
I'm saying... Never heard of it. I'm saying... I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
You're right. Oh. No real. The fancy niçoise. Oh, what yes. Joe Wiley did leave a child in a burger restaurant once.
Really?
Yes, she did.
Was it?
I think
whose
that,
child?
Her own child.
Okay, just
but
checking.
She did. She just forgot and left it in Wimpy. Or some one of them. And next.
Radio 1's Benji B is a school governor at his local comprehensive and helps the Parent Teacher Association with their school discos.
He'd be brilliant to help out on the school disco. You'd want that.
One extra.
Yeah.
At the primary school.
Yeah. So, Benji B, school governor. What are we thinking, Chris?
I mean, yeah. Go on, then. No, just,
is that it?
Well, no, because I can't reason it either way. I mean, has he gone to be school governor? To sort of, you know, to
philanthropy. Yeah.
So that
yeah.
when he does his radio, it's attracting a younger audience.
Which is what we're all about.
That's
yeah,
right.
Definitely.
Or
That's
was.
What I'm saying.
Or was he the school governor before, and then sideline, innit, DJing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. School governors last for a long time, though. My dad is a school governor, and he has been for about 20 years.
Nerd. Oh,
but he's not on One Extra on the side.
He's not on One Extra, so he's missing out on that.
Nigel Lester, in the booth.
So, Benji B, school governor, real or no real, Phil?
I'm going no real.
Dan?
No real.
Chris?
Real.
That one is no real.
Hey.
What would you know?
Here's your next Radio 1 DJ fact or not.
Greg James once got so tired after presenting Radio 1's 4 till 7am show, he caused a major tailback on the Eurotunnel by falling asleep in his car when he was supposed to be driving off the train.
To be honest, I used to do that show and fell asleep in all sorts of places.
Hmm.
It just catches you. Just like.
So he finished his show one day and went off on the Eurotunnel.
Yeah, but on his, you know, in his car.
Yeah.
And then, you know that bit where you have to drive off? Fell asleep.
Oof.
It sounds so specific that it has to be real, in my mind.
Massive tailbacks.
At Edinburgh, after the latest night ever, I saw Greg James looking ridiculously awake the next morning.
It was very
depressing. He's always full of energy.
Mm. He is, actually.
Suspiciously.
Suspiciously full secret. I am going to say... real. No real. No real.
I used to fall asleep during the songs.
Really? Any crazy situations you want to share?
Not really.
Anything odder than tailback in the Eurotunnel?
Not really.
Not
just
really.
Just they used to finish and there'd be a gap.
Rihanna.
Yeah. Real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
Real.
No real.
That one is real.
I love how he rolls.
What a villain.
And next.
Gemma Kearney loves avant-garde fashion so much, she once went to an East London party dressed as the cat bin lady.
Wow.
How can you dress as the cat bin lady?
That is a bad thing to go fancy dress as. That's like Prince Harry levels. You get in trouble. Cat bin lady. World's
She's
most wanted.
She's so avant-garde.
I know she is. She's so East London. So, cat bin lady, Gemma Kearney, fashion, real or no real? Chris?
No real.
No real.
I have seen her wear some gold trainers that like leak glitter as she walks.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cat bin lady.
It is, but no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, wow. Whoa, whoa. She's on to us, by the way. I saw her tweets yesterday.
Yeah, she was, and she was talking
She's heard us mentioning her avant-garde.
Oh, really?
Oops.
And next.
Zane Lowe once got so enthusiastic during the introduction to his show, he announced to listeners that he'd broken one of his own ribs and would have to ask John Peel to take over while he went to hospital.
This can't be real.
It can't be real.
He gets hyped, though.
It sounds Zane Lowe gets so excited. What, did he break a rib just from the excitement?
Just often at the beginning of his show, there's so much energy, I
Best
find.
Best song in the... Oh
yeah!
I think it's saying he thought he'd broken his rib, so he had to ask another DJ to step in.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not it materialised as a broken rib, I don't know. But
John Peel,
the idea that there's even a suspicion of it is incredible. Have you ever injured yourself DJing, Scott?
Only my finger when I was warming up for Lady Gaga.
I injured
Phil,
myself last night.
How?
Seriously?
I almost gave myself concussion. I banged my head on one of these giant TVs.
Right behind you.
That's what happened to Phil Taggart.
Must be a Phil thing.
Yes, it
definitely.
Is. Everyone called Phil bangs their head on TVs. I broke my teeth once DJing in Lincoln.
How?
How?
Not on the mic.
someone throw something at you.
No, not that time. So, anyway, Zane Lowe, broken rib.
I've seen Zane's insane energy. I'm going to say real.
No, real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Wow. Crazy. At the end of that crazy round of real or no real...
Phil scored 20, Dan scored 20, I scored 30.
Oh, bully
well
for
done,
you.
Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, have you got a visual treat for us?
We do. It's a very good one this week.
We've been exploring the world of random webcam chats.
You know, those dodgy websites that you probably shouldn't go on.
So we were trying to see if there's any love out there for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Dodgy websites?
Yeah, just trying to see if people could give us gestures of love, like marriage proposals and hugs and stuff. I mean, obviously that's not all we saw, but you're going to have to go to the Radio on YouTube if you want to see what else we encountered.
Okay. That sounds like a good one.
It's pretty funny. We asked people in the comments to give us their best chat-up lines as well, and there's some fairly horrifically funny chat-up lines being given by teenagers in the comments, so we need everyone to contribute.
Yes, so if you leave a comment on the video, then we'll read some out in the show on Sunday.
Sunday, 7 p.m. Go and have a look at that video. A visual treat for Valentine's Day from Dan and Phil. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're back tomorrow between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. Come join if you can at lunchtime. Our special guest will be Kesha, and we'll be playing Innuendo Bingo. Not together. Stop.